Doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that it goes away.
So is death.
Oh my god.
This is the sound check.
Is gout ever going to get unfunny? I don't think it will.
Yeah, it's definitely not funny if you have it.
No, yeah. Well,
says so the guy laughing, so I guess you could discern from who doesn't have it.
Worst pain ever, dude.
It really is.
Oh my god. All right.
Worse than like a toothache.
Is the disease of kings, though, if you think
about
it.
That's your, like, pain scale.
Dude, toothaches are fucking horrible, man.
Yeah.
Toothaches keep you up.
You ever had a blown eardrum?
I'm sorry, come again?
Yeah, okay.
Get it? Huh?
Oh, my God.
You ever been roundhouse kicked to the face?
And these bad boys?
Forget about it.
Oh, my God.
But no, seriously, like, gout was like... when I had gout at the...
Wait, Gary, I want you to talk about gout like it was Vietnam. When, now go.
When gout...
Well,
was
gout
worst,
is kind of like Vietnam.
Gout,
it's a foreign enemy that you're not prepared for.
At its worst, man, it was like 10 toothaches all at once.
In your foot.
In my foot. Just throbbing.
I would rather take 3 months of gout over... a week of, like, a really bad ear infection, though.
I've never had an ear infection, so... It's, I mean, I've never had gout either, so...
It's like, the worst pain, probably, like, Gary's toothaches, but it's, like, inside your fucking skull. There's no way of relieving it. There's no pain medication that makes it go away. Nothing. It's... I had probably 20 or 30 of them when I was a kid, and they're... Literally, if I felt one coming on, I would start crying. That's how terrible they are. I would cry from fear of the pain I knew I was coming. That's how bad they are.
Wow.
Kyle, what's the most painful thing you've ever experienced?
When I was in eighth grade, I was riding on my buddy's four-wheeler. I was riding in the back, and he didn't have any guards for the back tires. And my leg slipped into the tire at about 60 miles an hour.
Ooh!
And cut into my leg about 3 inches.
Fuck. 3 inches?
Yeah. I still have the scar. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I don't think I have.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's pulling up the pant leg, and...
It's not really visible anymore, but you can kind of...
There it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of gross.
And I remember just, like, screaming out in pain.
Now, did you say it cut your leg or it shattered your leg?
No, it didn't break anything, but it literally just, like, ripped... meat off of my leg.
It just like
pulled. Yeah, and it stopped the four-wheeler. Yeah.
God damn.
So, that's probably the worst pain I've ever been in.
Besides, like, heartache, right?
Right.
Your breakup.
Besides existential pain.
Yeah, existential pain.
Well, Matt, do you want to start us?
Yeah, sure. Welcome back to another episode of Spitballs of Fire, guys. We're on episode 11. We all regret a little bit in our own way the drunkenness that was episode 10.
Just part 3 now,
yeah.
That I go,
yeah,
and
part 3
to
we all acknowledge is just
throw that away.
Terrible, and
maybe some good things to come from it, but overall just
we learned.
A muddle,
we learned
mess.
We grew as a group. We became stronger.
Oh yeah.
We found a new power.
No, we just
basically
found the line.
Every season arc of Power Rangers.
Or like season arc of X-Files, which, by the way, Gary, give me that, or did you just, should we just flip a coin to decide whether I need to see all the episodes or just...
What?
Well, no, because
we're back to this.
It's either something you can watch within a week or something you can watch within a year.
All right. Well, I mean, if you can give me a good list, man, I'll just...
Yeah, I can yeah,
shoot
I'll,
me that.
I'll email you.
Here's
list.
A good list. Right. Season 1 through 9. I don't know what the fucking debate is here.
It's a pretty big debate, actually.
I could give you, like, the really good episodes of Battlestar Galactica, and I could also give you a list of the episodes that are kind of extraneous that you really don't need.
No,
but,
see, I can argue with that all day because, I mean, I've seen every episode, and I feel like they're important.
But not every single episode is, like, will change the fate.
But I don't feel like there's a huge fucking internet population that says you can only watch a certain amount of Battlestar where there is in X-Files.
Listen.
Like, there's a Wikipedia page about it, I mean.
Oh, I'm sure, and I mean, anyone can write a Wikipedia page.
I understand that, but Wikipedia pages can also be taken down for being untrue. So that one obviously hasn't.
Well, you know what? Here, this is while we're going here on not just X-Files, what I wanted to focus on, well, I guess not focus on, but what I wanted to throw out at you guys this week is a couple hypotheticals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So here we go.
Here's the all of your stuff hypotheticals?
Pretty much. So here we go. I want to honest... Gary, get off the internet.
Gary, we're needed, apparently.
Yeah.
Right,
so here we go.
We formed the screen bullshit machine, okay?
Here we go.
We have to filter this out.
You guys are
Without you...
You are my sieve.
I'm a less...
less effective.
Less effective screen.
You know what we need to do? We need to hire somebody that's really good with, like, condensing bullshit. So, like, Matt can go on his little rant, and then at the end be like, well, what did Matt mean by that? And then just, like, a one-sentence summary.
Matt hates women.
Yeah.
So on, et cetera,
I mean, I can break it down.
Nah, I really don't, but... Anyway, so here it is.
The verdict's still out on
I've been promising a few of our listeners that I wanted to talk about aliens.
All right.
So, just on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you guys... Like, 10 being, like, I'm excited, 1 being, like, I could fucking care less about
excited
aliens.
Excited as in, like,
about
I believe in aliens?
No. You want to talk about
one
it.
One for this conversation.
You have opinions on it. You have...
10.
So, 10. All right. Ten. 10. Where are you at, Gary?
What's the point scale, like?
All right. 10... You...
Are we doing just whole numbers, or can I throw in some decimals?
Yeah, throw me...
My ten...
Give me an unreal number.
What are we doing, though?
Or not an unreal number.
I'll do like a 9.4.
Wow, all right. So, all right.
So, we're in.
We're definitely all believers.
Can I say we're excited.
Well, hang on. Let me steer the conversation here a little bit. I'm the captain on this boat right now.
Whoa. Port side, my friend.
Port side. I think that's right. Anyways, I don't know. I don't know shit about boats.
Starboard side. Whatever.
Go left. All right. So, we'll start off with the basic. Do you believe there is other... Okay, so
that's
Kyle's...
That's why we're at a 10.
Hang on. Just let me ask the question.
If I didn't believe in it, why would I want to talk about it?
Well, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, just skip to your question. All right.
So, here's my first question. If an alien were to land, and everyone saw it, like... middle of the fucking Super Bowl and landed right on the 50-yard line. There's no fucking way the government could cover it up without basically nuking everyone that was there. And they walked up to
you. Or neuralizing.
Yeah, I was just saying.
And they walked up to you and just assume that they can speak your language and you can understand them. Just that, you know, just get that out of the way. What would be the first question you would ask them? Like, a legitimate, like, what's your... first real question you would ask them?
I think that would be dependent on what I thought they looked like, or what they looked like, honestly.
Assume that you're
like
really
humanoid.
Yeah, the humanoid, the grays, the greens, like you're really like the abductee style, you know, the almond eyes, just...
So what,
they're not scary, they're just obviously they're obviously not human.
Like Paul?
Like let's say like Paul. From the movie Paul.
And they haven't said anything. They just came.
Well, you understand them, like
right. But yeah. I mean, like, did they haven't broadcast a message yet?
Nope. They just landed. They just landed. They just want to talk to you. And you, I guess the understanding is that you can ask them anything, and they're gonna actually talk to you.
Why are you here?
Okay. All right. That's completely legit, man.
I think that's definitely in like their top 10 of questions that anybody would ask.
So what would yours be?
I would have to say, because I kind of have this theory that like we are kind of like tied to aliens somehow.
Okay, so you believe like the ancient astronaut theory, or
like I mean, I don't want to say I believe to it, but I subscribe to it. I don't think we just happened through evolution. I think there was some push.
Okay.
Because I mean,
so what would the question? So what would your question be, though?
Oh, my question.
Did you make us or something like that?
I'm like, did we just evolve on this planet by ourselves, or was there some, like, outside, like, interference?
Mm-hmm. So it almost come back to my question of why you're here.
Well, no, because they could be coming back for an entirely different reason. Right,
true.
I think
I would ask them why we're here. Ooh.
Well, they already know we're here. That's why they landed.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
I think my immediate question would be, like, I guess, I mean, it would come in order after, like, well, obviously, why are you here, and yada yada. My question would be, so there's you, and there's us. Are there others? And not just, like, others of that new race we just discovered. Not discovered, but have revealed themselves to us. But right. Are there others, you know, other others?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. I would be interested in that, too.
Because, I mean, it just, like, it's just... So there's, I mean, you hear the numbers all the time, and it's hard to hold these kind of numbers in your heads, but there's 100 million stars in a galaxy, and we have an average to small size galaxy. It's 1,000 light years across, and then there's, what, 100 million galaxies?
I mean,
it's mind-boggling.
It's something you can't even, like, really comprehend.
No.
There's no scale. Like, they couldn't make a scale big enough to show everything and then still be able to see, like here's Earth and then here's the Milky Way. They could not build a big enough scale to incorporate what we know of.
Even if the Earth was just a tiny little dot.
Yeah.
You know what I would ask them, though, is just the fact how, like, human history has evolved here, and there's been religions that have basically been based on the fact that we're the only ones in the known universe, or basically we're the only ones that exist. Has that occurred on their planet? Or, like, what have they believed since the beginning of time? Like, have they subscribed to the theory that there's other people out there? Have we been the only people that have been narrow-minded to think that we're the only people that exist? I mean, just being a historian, I would be interested in that.
I mean, it's not so much
process.
It's not so much narrow-minded. It's,
I think it's narrow-minded.
We don't have any proof. There's a lot of people that think that Maybe. Way, but there's You're a right. lot there. I'd say there's a lot more people that just, like, I don't know.
I feel like people that say that, oh, there's no way that there's other people out there. Like, I consider them narrow-minded, but yeah. I don't have proof to say that they're not.
Right.
So, you know, maybe that's the wrong label to put them on right now, but that's what I would put them as. But
I feel like there's so many people, like, am I correct in saying that most people on this planet, I mean,
subscribe to a religion?
Yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, right there, they could be like, well, you know, our God says this and that, so no, there's no aliens. Like, there's no mention of...
That's what I mean. Like, that's kind of what I'd be interested in, is, like, what did they, in their historical evolution, like, did they ever, like, have religions that basically are here, where they, like you're saying... No, there's no one else. It's just us. Like, I feel like that's insane. Like, I don't know if there's... I hope that there's other planets that had different thought process. And obviously, them coming to us might have been the reason why they didn't think that way, because they wanted to explore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But do you think when they would actually come, it would be, like, planned? Because, I mean, if we went out in search of, like, intelligent life.
Well, we already have, actually. I mean,
well, what I'm
not
like,
by
I'm,
purpose,
I'm
but Voyager.
Like,
I mean,
yeah, with all this, yeah.
I'm talking like physical humans going.
Gotcha.
Like we discover this
light,
planet
faster than light travel.
We discover this planet. We discovered somehow through means of maybe they were
Pandora.
You know, sending out a broadcast signal like we have done, and you know we picked up on it, and they said, you know, there's intelligent life here. Like, do you think we would just, you know, get up and go?
I think
hey,
so.
Let's go visit these people.
If we had the technology?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think,
as long as the information wasn't suppressed by the shadow government, there's a whole other topic.
I always think that you're
always
going.
But, yeah, I mean, I would definitely, I think private corporations are going to go there first before governments will. Because governments stand nothing but to lose by discovering another civilization.
I think the government would always find a way, though, to bring a representative.
Yeah.
Send with those private companies, though.
Yeah, I can see that.
Wait, who's the... what? She was in the news not too long ago. Well, it was a while ago. It was like a year ago or something. Some chick, some like political figure. I forgot what country she's from, but she's like the actual, like, her title is like, she's like the world's ambassador. In case the aliens ever came down, she would be the one to meet him first.
I hope it's Michelle Bachmann.
Is she an American?
Let me look this up real quick. This is me looking stuff.
Well, I mean, would it be like the contact effect though? Like, would they just try to just reach out and just kind of like
you're not ready?
Yeah,
and just say, just sit the fuck down, humans. Yeah. See, chill your shit.
I mean, there's been a lot of movies to suggest. I mean, I would say maybe every movie that's suggested that whoever came and or ever came to our planet extraterrestrial wise is already far more advanced than us.
I mean, well, that.
But I mean, is that a presumption we should follow? I mean,
that they're going to be more advanced than us, or they're going to be just advanced enough to have
gotten
here?
That's what I think. Like,
I think that's an interesting idea. That okay, so maybe they're only like say 1,000 years ahead of us, but or they could not even be 1,000 years ahead of us, but they could be
100.
They could be 100 years ahead of us, having discovered something.
Yeah,
but like you say, really not be all that more technologically
super,
advanced.
Like this idea that they're going to be like super fucking advanced. Like, it could happen, maybe. But
the only thing I have to say to that is the Earth has gone through like 4 or 5 major extinctions, where pretty much the reset button has been hit on Earth like 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
So think. Where, I mean, it wouldn't even be humans, it would be something else, that if those major extinctions never happened and the whatever was here had, you know, 1.5 billion years of just solid, steady whatever.
Well, that, and then you open up the possibility that those previous extinctions might have already had contact with extraterrestrials.
True. So her name is Maslin Othman? She's a Malaysian astrophysicist.
She was.
Give me the rundowns. What are deets?
But yeah, I mean, they've already could have contacted us, and
that's true. I personally believe that they have. I really do. I think something happened in the mid-40s when we started blowing off atomic weapons. That's when all these crazy UFO shit started happening, a lot in higher resonance. And it makes sense, too, because wouldn't that be a really obvious sign of, okay, this civilization is getting ready to make a technological leap. Maybe we should go make contact with them. And I think at the time, the whole world was at war, obviously, World War II, and either certain governments burned some bridges and we've been fucked and... you know, shunned ever since.
I mean, it also proposes the question of if they're here to just check up on us and they've actually been a part of our evolution, that's one thing. But then if it's not, then the next greatest question is, are they here for peace or are they here to fucking conquer us?
I would assume, okay, so a lot of these like doomsday movies are all like, oh, they're here to pillage our planet, take our resources. Well, if you have faster than light travel and are able to cross the galaxy, like
you probably could find resources.
Even with
elsewhere.
Even with our telescopes, like regardless, like we've found planets that are like we know either have water on them, like because we're assuming water is going to be like the most crazy natural resource we have.
It's gonna be the most sought after thing.
Yeah, because we're a water planet and blah blah blah.
I don't know. Did you ever see the signs? Those aliens hated water.
That's true. But I mean, as to our knowledge, like all physiology requires some kind of solvent,
right?
And water being the most abundant.
Well, I mean, but there's also the theory was like water was needed to sustain life, but that's been proven wrong with like the bacteria that can live in some different kind of element. It was
I don't know if that's what you're going along, but they've found life forms that are helium based rather than carbon based.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was
helium. I mean, are you sure it wasn't silicone or?
I'm pretty sure it was helium. I know it was something other than carbon based.
Because that would mean their basic building blocks are made of helium.
Yeah,
that's our big thing is DNA. You know,
it's carbon based, and that was the one thing. Yeah, I don't know how recently it was, but yeah, they found a life form.
Dude, that you know what the craziest
other than carbon based.
You know what I think is the craziest fucking animal that lives on this planet. It's called a tardigrade. Have you heard of these things?
No.
Okay, so you have to use a microscope to see them. Like, they're fucking tiny. These things can survive, radiate, like, crazy amounts of radiation. They can survive in a vacuum. They can survive being dehydrated completely and then rehydrated and reanimated. They're called water bears because they're commonly found in water. Like, they're everywhere. They're all over the planet.
What are they called?
They're called tardigrades, and they literally are in no other phylum. They have their own entire fucking branch to the tree of life. Scientists have no idea where these fucking things came from, because they resemble nothing on the planet. The reason why they're called water bears is when you look at them on a microscope, they kind of look like bears. They're weird. I'm serious. They're crazy looking, but these things are fucking crazy. And so a lot of scientists point to these. They say they believe an asteroid or something impacted the Earth, you know, a billion years ago with these fucking things on it, and they've lived right alongside of us this whole entire time. But they did not grow from the same branches at all. Like, they're their whole fucking thing.
That's good. That's interesting stuff. I wanted to switch gears then.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Wait, before we do that, I had a question.
Okay.
Has anybody ever actually seen a UFO? Either one of you?
No, I haven't.
I think I saw something once when I was a kid. It was nothing crazy. And my brother and I were out at a bus, or we were out in front of our house waiting for a bus stop. Middle of winter, we're looking out, and this would have been to the north and a little bit to the east, a little bit. So, we're out there watching this, like, fucking ball light. You know, this is like 7 o'clock, 7:15 in the morning, but it's middle of winter, so it's still dark. So there's this ball light, and it's just like hanging there. I mean, it looks like it's in space. That's how far away it looks. It gets a little brighter, so I guess by our perspective, it gets a little bit bigger, and like we're both just like watching this thing, like mesmerized by it, and it starts moving, like slow. So at first we're like, well, maybe it's a satellite, but it's not following like the curvature of a normal northern hemisphere satellite. They all tend to follow the same kind of arc, and all of a sudden this thing like it starts moving, you know. In straight lines, and if you can see something moving in straight, and like tell it's moving in straight line, you know, parallax behind the stars behind it, you could tell, you know. And then we're watching it, and I look to my brother, I go, are you seeing this? And he says, yeah, like we're both watching it, look right back at it, and another minute goes by, and then it just fucking takes off. I mean, by our perspective, it was like big, and then it got smaller and smaller and smaller really fast. And that's the closest thing I've ever had to an experience. I mean, it could have been something completely explainable. I have no idea. I mean, I was probably 12 at the time. So
right.
When I was a kid, I don't really remember how old I was. I was old enough to be playing Link to the Past on the Super Nintendo.
Nice.
If that's any reference. But
Gary would definitely relate his... Like his timelines to video games.
I woke up one sunny Saturday morning. I mean, like, just perfect blue skies, not a cloud in sight. I get some orange juice. And I was living in town in Liberty. And I walk out the back door. I happen to just look up, and there's this, like, metallic thing up in the air. It wasn't real close. But, like, at first I thought it was a plane. Like, that's how far away, like, I thought it was just a plane going through the sky, but then it like, stopped. And then it started, like, doing crazy stuff in the air, way too fast, and way too, like, mobile for, like, any fucking... I mean, it wasn't a bird.
It didn't move like an aircraft.
Right. Like, it did not move in a straight line. Yeah, it was just, like, doing crazy, like, loops up in the air and stuff.
So how long did that last?
It was a good, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was just, like... And, it, like I said, it was a bright, sunny day, so I could, like, see it clearly. Like, it was a metal object up in the sky. Just fucking crazy speeds, too. Like, darting everywhere. And then all of a sudden, just, like, shot straight up. Like, straight up.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any stories, but I still believe.
Yeah.
So, on that note, let's switch gears. And I wanted to bring something up that we did on the drunk cast, and it never came up, because I brought up a heavy subject.
Because we were 97 beers deep.
Well, you know, shit happens.
And what was that liquor we were drinking?
Fucking Devil's Cut, man.
Oh, my God.
It's the best.
I can't.
Kind of like how... We referenced James doing a Bane impression in the first part, and then he was here in the third part.
Didn't happen at all.
Yeah, no one noticed.
Nothing happened.
We were too inebriated.
No, but when I drunkenly said that I was going to bring up a heavy subject, and it was about time zones, Matt mentioned something about the unfeasibility of the Death Star, and I just kind of wanted to...
Wait, I don't even remember this.
You don't remember this at all?
I don't...
Oh, man. I was, like, super interested when I went back and listened to it.
Unfeasibility of the Death Star.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now that I kind of think about it, I guess I'd have to agree with my drunk self.
Well, I mean, just, can you elaborate on any of that, or do you want
okay,
me to just...
Okay, so it's supposed to be the size of, like, a small moon, right?
Right.
So we're guessing, like, maybe the size of, like, Phobos off of, what, Mars?
Like, one of Jupiter's moons, maybe?
I think, I don't know who's got the smallest
like
moon.
Like Titan or something?
Well, Titan's, like, I think the biggest moon of Jupiter, that's why it's... called Titan.
But I mean, like, is it in relative to
I don't know what the dimensions are of the Death Star. Gary could probably bring that up.
Alright, but like...
Okay, we're talking just, like, feasibility, right?
Well, I mean, that's what you were talking about. I was curious about.
I don't even know if a planet would have that much, like, metallic or, like, metal in it. Because a lot of material in a planet is, you know, carbon and silica and, you know...
Well, what I mean, I guess what we could... ask is what are we
I mean we're assuming it's going to be made of metal.
Yeah, what kind of material is the Death Star actually made of?
Well, I mean by our materials it would have to be probably titanium. You know, it's light, it's strong, it's non-magnetic. You know, it's not going to be easily I mean something that big moving in space, you know, it's going to have some mass, bro.
I think it would attract some things.
Yeah, I mean, you might even confuse it with a small moon.
Yeah.
All right, the circumference of the Death Star, it's about 100 miles.
Okay, so that's what, divide that by 3.14, that's what, 32 miles in diameter?
No, it's...
no, it's 100 miles around.
Or that's what I meant, diameter, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Diameter is 100 miles, not circumference.
Okay, yes. So it's 314 miles in circumference. Right? No. Is it pi r squared? No, it's just pi r, right?
No, pi r squared.
That's
circumference. No, or no, that's area, I thought.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
That's area.
I think that's area. Pi r squared is area.
Yeah, circumference is just radius divided by... Pi is the radius divided by...
I don't fucking care.
Fuck
you know
this
what,
shit.
Gary, what's why don't you look this shit up? We'll figure it out. Let's talk about feasibility of Fast 6 really fast.
Oh, let's go. Bring it on. Well,
so these are 5 things you need to know about Fast 6. These aren't really necessarily spoiler alerts, just kind of observations on the Fast and Furious universe.
Number five, go.
Number 5, tanks have the same physical properties of a souped-up car, meaning they are just as fast and flip over just as easily.
All right. Gotcha.
Number 4. Runways will be as long as they have to. Number 3. No matter what transmission you have, be that a 5 or a 6 speed, if the scene warrants it,
you
are awarded another gear.
You will be shifting.
Number 2. Landing on pavement is pretty much the same as landing on soft grass.
Oh, all right.
And the number 1 thing you need to know about the Fast and Furious universe is whether you're leaping from a 75-mile-an-hour car or 20 feet below onto another car, you'll be all right.
Yeah. I got to concur with that.
So So, I mean, that's what I've learned about it. Please, go see Fast and Furious 6. Entertaining ride. Ridiculous as hell, but hey, you know, you get your money's worth.
I feel like I gotta see it now.
All of those things occur.
Speaking of Star Wars, I wanted to...
We weren't talking about Star Wars.
We'll come back to Star Wars. Matt.
Oh.
There was a...
You got something for me. Let's go.
There was a special end of Fast Furious 6. They introduced a new character.
A new character?
Gary guessed it once I gave him some clues. I don't know if you can guess it or not.
All right.
Warning, there will be spoilers now, so you can go ahead and shut off. If you're riding a bike or running, just take that earbud out.
Fast forward a minute.
Or fast forward. 1 minute, I guess.
It'll probably take him a minute to...
Yeah, maybe more. Yeah. I don't know.
Let's just
run down like the major characters. Obviously, we got The Rock now.
Yes.
Vin Diesel. Paul Walker.
Well, I mean, the normal character. Yeah, they've
been there.
All right,
so a new character. Yeah. Has he been in one of the previous Fast?
No.
No.
New character.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Okay.
We're playing 20 questions, right? Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do this. All
right, yes.
So we know it's a man.
Yes.
Has he had a leading role in another movie?
Yes.
Does he do action movies?
Yes. That's the right questions.
I kind of wish I did this.
Has he starred in a recent Marvel movie in the last 10 years?
No.
No. Ooh, that takes a lot of action stars out. Has he done a car
yes.
movie before?
Yes. Getting warmer.
Is it Eric Bana?
Ah.
Where the hell did this
Oh,
Marvel
wait,
movie?
No,
that's,
he was...
That's horrible.
Yeah. All right, well, give
you
me...
You just said
me,
Marvel.
Yeah, he was the Hulk. Yeah.
Okay, let me...
In my opinion, the best Hulk.
Let me run it back to you this way. Think of an actor who you could totally see being in the Fast and Furious universe because A, he's an action star for over-the-top action movies, and B, he
Bruce
drives
Willis?
A lot.
If
Bruce
you're,
Willis?
If you're listening,
he drives a lot.
Hold on. If
oh,
you're listening
don't
to this,
say.
Hold on.
Oh, you
don't
hold
say
it.
Hold on.
I hope so.
Hold on.
Don't
if
say
you're
it.
Listening to this, fast forward another minute.
Fast forward another minute. And go.
Nick Cage.
What? Strike two.
You just said fucking Nick Cage to me.
Is it Nick Cage?
Did this fucking happen?
He did.
Oh my god, you're so wrong. Alright.
What do you mean drives a lot? Ryan Gosling? I don't know.
He drove in one movie, dude.
Nick Cage?
No, Ryan Gosling.
Is it Ryan Gosling?
No.
Who the fuck is it?
Oh my god. You know what?
Nick Cage.
It's gonna be
Nick Cage did Gone in 60 Seconds. Oh, wait, no, he did, but he was in the Marvel movie, though, for the fucking, the skull.
Sure. I don't know.
He did two of them.
I don't remember
Sorry.
That at all.
What was his name?
All right, who the fuck is it,
dude?
Then?
When Ghost I tell you that, you're gonna fucking
drop it on
it's
me.
It's gonna be
please
like stay, contact. You're gonna be like, oh, I'm an
please
idiot.
Say Steve no, Buscemi.
You know what? I kind of like want to. You want to keep it a secret?
No, this is
Steve
ridiculous.
Buscemi.
Let's do it. Hey, let's keep it a secret. Now that he's so far off, I'd like to keep
oh my
it a secret.
God.
Let's move on.
All right,
he drives.
So we're moving on.
So yep. It has to be Jason yep. Statham then.
Oh, see. Why did it take you so long to fucking
Because Nick
out?
Cage has like two driving movies, one of which is called
and
Drive
many
Angry.
How does fucking Jason Statham have? Like
well,
four?
Yeah, okay, wow, four.
Transporter 1 through 3 and Death Race. That's four right there.
Yeah,
he was in Death Race?
Yeah. He starred in Death Race.
Wait, I'm
role.
Thinking of something
yeah,
wrong.
Lead role, bro.
Tarantino? No, he did Death Proof.
Death Proof.
Yeah. You know what? So we're moving on.
Finally.
Good job, Matt.
Well, I want to move back. I want to touch base back on
yeah,
Star Wars
go
for
ahead.
A bit. I want to start doing the same every episode. And Kyle, whenever you like leave or whatever,
we just talk.
Don't
all we do is talk shit about
you.
You
can hear the click. You can just leave it on.
Okay, so it's back on now.
Thank you. Yeah. Now get the fuck out of here. All right, I want to start doing like a trivia question for Star Wars every week.
All right, go.
So I got one lined up here. Let me pull it up real quick.
You just said you had it lined up.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
Okay,
I have to
highlight it.
One...
I see it highlighted.
Jesus
All right, go.
Christ.
Go.
All right.
Go.
I mean, should I wait for Kyle to get
go.
Back?
No, no one gives a fuck about Kyle.
Okay,
go,
okay.
Johnny. Go.
We all know the crawl in Star Wars, right? What the crawl is? Your lack of response is disturbing.
It sounds familiar. I'm just like...
The crawl. The very beginning of the movie, the words floating
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. That's, okay, that's, well, yeah, yeah.
It's known as the crawl. Out of all six Star Wars episodes, the crawl, after it's finished, has always panned down to whatever the first scene
down
was.
Down and to the left, yeah.
Except for one movie. It panned up. Do you know what that movie is?
No, I don't.
We'll see. We'll see if Kyle
would it be knows. Would it be Return of the Jedi, because technically that's the end of the season or Jedi. The series?
No. All right, Kyle, you know the crawl, right? On Star Wars movies?
Nope.
See, I really don't think it's commonly called the crawl.
No, it's for. It's
I mean, I've
referred
heard
to as the crawl.
I've heard
I'm
it referred to as.
I'm not very good at Star Wars trivia, so I mean, I can't say either way. Whether
at the very
it's
beginning of every movie, the stories thus far that floats up.
This is the stories thus far.
You know, A New Hope. Long time ago, or
the crawl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I know
see,
what you mean.
That's
okay.
I did the exact same thing.
So they've always at.
Why don't you
just
say the word crawl?
Yeah, it would have been a lot.
Like, that'd make a lot more sense, yeah. Gary.
Because it's not known as the word crawl.
I don't
crawl.
Give a all shit.
All right, whatever. Whatever. Let's not take pot shots.
The camera always pans down to the scene after the crawl.
Yes.
In five of the six Star Wars movies.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it pans somewhere.
In one of them, right. It pans up. What was that movie?
I don't know. Fucking Empire Strikes Back.
Wrong.
I said Return of the Jedi because it would make aesthetic response.
One. Huh? Nope.
So what is it?
It was Attack of the Clones.
Why?
So it's not
is there
the
a reason
one,
for that?
The
like,
second
did
one
he,
was did... Attack of the Clones.
I don't know why.
Is there, like...
why are we doing the
yeah,
trivia?
I don't...
Why are we doing the trivia?
If there's no fun fact at the end of, like, why he does that, like, I
I'm
feel
sorry,
like...
When you play
I feel like there's
pursuit,
no payoff
does it
here.
Does give you an explanation?
Yeah, but Gary, you're not Trivial
what,
Pursuit.
What I'm... This yeah, is what this so is bad. What I'm guessing.
I feel like there's
hold
just...
On, hold on.
I feel really let down. Like, there's no payoff.
This is my guess. Because at the beginning of every Star Wars movies... When it pans down, it always goes to out in space.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it pans up for Attack of Clones, the movie starts on
a specific planet.
Yeah, and not just out in space.
Huh.
Maybe that's why they did a different pan.
Okay.
That'd be my guess. All
right. Yeah. I mean, you're the expert here, so.
Yeah, I mean, you are definitely the resident expert
right. For
right now.
All
right,
so now that we're on Star Wars,
Mike gets here.
Gary and I talked a little bit about it, though. We talked a little bit about, well, you know, a decent part about part threes, favorite part threes in the last episode. And we didn't mention Return of the Jedi, and Gary's already said that it's not his favorite part three. So, I mean, what is your favorite part three? I mean, is it Men in Black 3?
Out of any trilogy.
Out of any trilogy, like, what is it?
Well, it's definitely not Return of the King.
Is it The Hangover Part 3?
No, I haven't seen that, and I probably won't.
We don't know, man. It hasn't come out yet.
Dude, if that movie turns out to be...
What was the third good? Transformers called?
If Hangover 3 is good at all, I will write an 1,000-word fucking essay about how The Hangover 3 is the best movie of the past decade.
Wow.
And by, like, really good movie, I mean, it has to score an 80% or above on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's difficult, too, because Rotten Tomatoes is, like...
Pretty harsh.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not going to write it. That's why I put it out there.
Man. Trilogies, huh? I mean, how many... There's not a lot. Not a lot of movies make it to Trey.
Are you kidding me? That's all there is all right, right
you
now.
Ready?
Well, they're all, a lot of them are
Godfather
out,
Part 3, no, right?
No.
Back to the Future Part 3.
No, can't be.
Men in Black 3.
No.
Still
it's good,
no.
It's good, but it's a no.
Well, then what? You gotta give me something, though, man. You can't just sit there.
I know.
X-Men
I would
3.
Say, I would say maybe the Land Before Time 3.
Land Before Time 3. I don't even remember fucking Land Before Time 3.
Ooh, I think I just found my new favorite. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, yeah.
Way better than
with
one
with SLJ,
and
two. Game on. Oh, yeah. See, now I'm liking this.
Yeah. What did you guys think about X-Men 3?
I think it ended it the way it needed to end. I mean, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, three, two, one, we're about to talk about it. You know, Logan had to, he had to kill her. It was perfect. Like, the way they set it up, it was perfect, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would have to say Die Hard with Vengeance. I might have to go with you on that. Well, unless, you know what I'm talking about? What about Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade?
I was just about to bring it up. I was just about to bring it up.
Yep. That just ratcheted it up for me.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I don't know. That's probably it right now, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, it's
Die Hard with Vengeance is close to it, but I don't know.
Honorable mention.
It's got Nazis in it, man. I mean,
Toy Story 3 was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, ooh,
Toy Story I only wanted to cry like nine times.
It was definitely better than the second one.
Second one was
the first
dark.
One is such a classic, I don't think it can be overthrown.
Be touched, yeah. It's fucking good, dude. It's really
good. Yeah, that's gonna be one of those that's gonna be re released, you know, every 15 years or whatever.
Yeah, you know the SpongeBob meme, like, I'll have you know, blah blah blah, and I only blah blah blah, yeah. Toy Story 3. I'll have you know I only cried like 3 times throughout that entire movie.
So I guess it's up to Toy Story 3 or Last Crusade then.
Yeah,
or,
I mean
no, not Toy Story 3.
No,
Die Hard with Vengeance.
Yeah, Vengeance. Yeah,
I say Die Hard with Vengeance.
Yeah, but I'm gonna have
it's
to.
Good,
I'm gonna,
it's good, dude. It's really
go,
good. Like I rewatched it a couple months ago, and it was like
it's fantastic.
I'm gonna definitely. What? How did you guys?
So is fucking Crusade.
How did you guys feel about the Matrix Revolutions?
There's only one Matrix movie. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that's how a lot of people feel.
I feel it could have been, like, Equilibrium. It could have been, like, if it was, like, a cult movie that didn't get a lot of fanfare, it would have just stopped there, and I feel like it actually would have been good for it.
I've watched Equilibrium.
I mean, good as in, like, it would have made the quality of the first one great, and we wouldn't have to have maybe some of the second or third, you know...
I watched Equilibrium for the first time.
They made a bunch of money on it.
Yeah. Like 6 months ago. And it was good. I wish I would have seen it when I was younger.
Yep.
Because I feel like I would have appreciated it more.
Yeah.
I still
I feel like
it.
If I was younger, I would have been like, dude, this movie's awesome.
Well,
see,
yeah,
I still
definitely
find
it got
good,
overshadowed.
Though.
I mean,
by The Matrix, yeah.
I watched it later in life and I still thought it was really good, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It is good. Dude, anything Christian Bale does, like...
Bale tore it up in that. I mean, he was a boss.
He's such a good actor. He's a horrible human being, obviously, because we all heard the fucking behind the scenes.
Yeah, when he yelled at the, like,
Terminator
boy.
Salvation or whatever.
See, I would rebut that, though, because apparently, like, I was listening to where he called in a radio station. He basically apologized and called himself a huge ass for doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Well, if that truly really happened, you know, props.
Yeah.
I mean,
I personally believe Terminator Salvation is underrated.
No, it's good.
I mean,
you got, so is it better?
It's better than Terminator 3.
Oh, for sure.
No, like, come on. Like, you got to give me that.
What's the other lead role in Salvation?
Moonblood.
Sam Worthington.
Sam Worthington.
Sam Worthington, yes. I
mean, Moonblood good.
He's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's at the top of the list for Mass
for
Effect.
For Mass Effect, yeah.
Yeah.
For Commander Shepard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, Clash of the Titans, Wrath of the Titans, like, those are two really good movies that people poop on all the time.
See, I've never seen them.
You've never
I
seen
like,
either one?
I like the first
dude,
one.
Dude, they're so good.
I like the first one, the second one. I was like, meh, come on. Another underrated, but along the same line, was the, what's the one that, oh, God, who was in The Wrestler?
Oh,
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke. Okay,
yeah.
what's the Roman, like, God Titan movie that he made? He played the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was fucking awesome. That
was what was it called?
Oh, shit.
The guy had the bow and arrow.
Yep.
Oh.
With Theseus, right?
Yeah,
the main character was called Theseus.
It was called, I know exactly what you're talking about. It was like a 300 ripoff. Because
I didn't
all
think
like
not
art,
really.
Art,
I thought it was. I thought it was
like
pretty
that.
Good.
I didn't think it was a ripoff.
Yeah,
mean,
I thought
it
was.
I thought it was excellent.
Of great.
We don't even know.
It's right on the tip of my fucking tongue.
Yeah, we don't even know what the fucking.
What's
type
the
in Mickey
called?
Rourke.
No, because I want to figure this out on my own.
Well, we're on a podcast, and people don't want to hear us go the whole time.
Well, then continue on, and I'll.
Anyways,
all right, so let's soldier on.
Super fucking underrated. Whatever that fucking movie's called, I'm sure someone's out there screaming the name of it.
Actually, the main character to that movie that played Theseus is doing Superman.
Is that the Cavill guy?
Yeah, Harvey, James Cavill, or I want to say
James or Henry.
I know it was, oh yeah, Henry, I thought it was right. Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill.
Man,
yeah.
I am so excited about the fucking Superman coming out. Believe me, bro. Did you see the all Zod preview?
I was that the one where you just heard his voice?
No, well, it starts off with, like, you know.
See, I don't.
Hey, dude. Immortals.
Immortals, yeah. Ooh, yeah, I actually enjoyed that movie. I thought it was good. Like, I didn't think it was 300 ripoff at all. Like, I didn't feel like it was
300
well,
ripoff.
Well, no, just from the, like, the. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't say 300
cinematically,
ripoff.
Cinematically.
You felt some of the action sequences might have drawn off of it, or.
The cinematics alone. Because they tried to do the same thing as 300 did cinematically.
That, like, oversaturated.
Yes and no. Yeah.
Well, did you see that they're making the sequel to 300, or it's like a prequel, or I don't even know what it is.
It has to be a prequel.
I heard about it. Because
the sequel would be, like, all of them in the ground, just hanging out.
Well, it could be, you know, them all going back, you know, at the end of 300, where they actually summoned an army.
Imagine 3,000 Spartans. Yeah. That dude is probably the guy that narrates 300, though.
He's good.
I think he's the only person that has ever rivaled Morgan Freeman as far as, like, awesome fucking narration.
All right, so we talked a little bit. But, well, I mean, Sam Worthington already got brought up, and we talked a little bit about him being in a Mass Effect movie. Do you think the next wave of, like, epic movies or movies that are going to make millions upon billions of dollars, is it going to be video game movies?
The next
and
Marvel
more
wave?
Specifically, is it going to be Halo?
It's going to be Halo, Mass Effect, Deus Ex.
Well, let's start with something
whatever.
That's actually in the works.
No, don't say whatever.
Whatever.
Well, let's start with something that's actually in the works. So I sent Gary a link earlier this week about how Steven Spielberg is executive producing.
Yeah.
Is it a TV show or
yeah,
is it the movie?
It's a Halo TV series.
Is it an extension on to Forward Unto Dawn? Or?
I don't know. I didn't watch that part of the Xbox reveal. But
I don't think anyone did.
I mean. On that, if it is, like, dude, Forward Unto Dawn, I'm not even that big of a Halo fan, and
it
that
was,
left me wanting more.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
See, I haven't seen Forward Unto Dawn. I saw and downloaded the Halo Halo Legends movie or whatever the fuck it's called. It's got, like, four different stories, and it's all anime.
Oh.
But it's really fucking good.
Yeah, I have not.
Oh,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Had, like, the story of, like, basically the creation of the Halo, and then mm-hmm. they have all the different storylines, which are fucking awesome. And I haven't seen Forward Unto Dawn. It's on fucking Netflix.
Yeah, it's
streaming.
Only an hour long. It's, like,
really
58
need to
minutes
it.
Or something.
Because I guess from you, I've heard. You said you're not even that big of a fan, and you liked it a lot.
No, yeah, Forward Unto Dawn was amazing.
I think they're going to do a Gears of War movie.
That would be a good one.
I think they're going to do...
They are... Because,
like, Marvel's got about... and we say Marvel, but I mean, like, comic books right now. I think they're getting towards... I think we're at the peak as far as, like, the money that's getting put in to get these movies made. You know, eventually this fucking well's going to run dry for a little while, at least until the next cycle comes along. And the next big sci-fi thing to come after that, I definitely think, is going to be... Because video games are almost to the point that they have the same production value as
right.
movies. So there's no point for them not to go ahead
and
just make it.
And I feel like the storylines have progressed enough in video games where you can make a good movie about it.
Yeah, the only thing that's holding it back is if it's going to be good or not.
It's true.
Traditionally, video game movies are not good.
So is Halo going to be the one that actually pushes through, though? And
It might be.
I think they're going to hold off. Like, I think they're going to hold off on a Halo or a Mass Effect until they get, like, say, another movie to happen that's actually, like, an overall success. It doesn't have to be a critical success, but it has to make money. And one I would like to see would be something on Samus Aranus for Metroid Prime.
Samus Aran?
Whatever.
Well, here's a better question.
No, I agree, dude. Metroid would be an amazing fucking movie.
And it would be, like, that's a big thing nowadays. It's like,
Scarlett Johansson is... no,
chicks empowering.
I'm joking.
Know,
don't joke about that shit!
I think someone who would play it, though, well, would be Charlize Theron.
No, I'm sick and tired of her, and, like, first of all, she's too old to play Samus Aran. Unless they did like a different storyline where it's like her last fucking, you know, hurrah.
Well, okay.
What as long as it's not Megan Fox, I don't give a fuck.
What would be the first video game movie that would be critically acclaimed? Because I would say The Dark Knight was maybe the first one that broke through to be critically acclaimed.
Not a video game, though.
Right, but I mean, like, that was the first, like, comic book movie, wasn't it? To be critically acclaimed? What would be the first, like...
Sadly, the first, like, video game franchise. Because, I mean, Tomb Raider did well, but it wasn't that good.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, there's...
I thought the first one was excellent, personally.
Which one's actually going to get some recognition from the Oscars or something like that? Like, it's not something that none Oscars of us really care about, but I mean...
Forever.
I guess, like, to be taken seriously, not as just, like, a blockbuster movie by itself, but as something more.
1995, Super Mario Brothers.
It's still,
how many Oscars did it win?
It's still like, not respected.
I don't think it won anything.
Was Jean-Luc Leguizamo able to carry all the Oscars out?
I think it won like the Razzies before they even had Razzies.
My thing would be if they did a Mass Effect right. Well, actually, you know what? I take that back. I mean, I love Mass Effect to death more than Halo, but I mean, if they did a Halo right, it's going to be the first one to be critically acclaimed.
I could see them easily doing a Call of Duty movie.
They've already made a Call of Duty movie.
It'd be just like every other like soldier movie.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They make just like Call of Duty.
That's why I meant it's hard because it's like there. I don't think it's.
They make like two or three Call of Duty movies a year. Black Hawk Down, Zero Dark 30, yada yada yada. Yeah. Well, not Zero Dark 30. It's mostly about CIA. Act of Valor. That's what I'm thinking of.
And then the only way I don't feel like Halo's going to be critically acclaimed is just the fact that like the main character for Halo is
doesn't talk.
He's unassuming.
He talks on Forward Unto Dawn.
Yeah. Well, it's like follow me.
Yeah, but he's like an unassuming.
You
know, it's not like,
you can't put yourself.
Well,
in
I wouldn't say he's unassuming. Right. He's 7'4" and weighs 350 pounds.
Well, I mean, unassuming as in the fact like he doesn't talk. Like he doesn't bring any like. He just brings the physical presence. Like, there's no... Like,
well, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that doesn't... I don't think that can negatively impact a movie. I mean, look at Moby Dick.
They could change the movie.
True. That would be terrible, though. I mean, it just would...
We'll see what happens. I mean, that's just...
John 2:14 should not talk. That's
I think the first game
MO.
To break through to the movies and make it really fucking good, like, critically acclaimed. I'm going to give you two choices. Either one, Spider Solitaire... Or Minesweeper. Minesweeper, oh my god.
I saw
that's heart-pounding fucking racing action right there.
I saw someone that their roommate fell asleep, and so they put a bunch of upside-down cups, and apparently in five of the cups there's spiders. So it was like a live-action Minesweeper.
Oh, jeez.
Could you imagine that? And the Oscar goes to... Daniel Day-Lewis in Minesweeper.
Why not, dude? He's won every other fucking award. Okay, so the worst actors you could think of to say be in Halo or Mass Effect or one of the major like video game franchises? Like, who's the person you think Hollywood executives are going to be like, wow, this person's really big. We should put him in this. Bradley Cooper comes to my mind.
Is Megan Fox being in it?
Oh.
Can I just bring up past like experiences? Like past movies?
Sure.
Free
Country.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max Payne. Oh my god.
What a fucking travesty.
But that's the thing though, like Max Payne
zero
like,
sense.
That's the thing though. Mark Wahlberg's not a terrible actor. Like I just felt like the movie itself was just so.
Yeah. And they made two of them, didn't they?
No, they made one of them. I don't know. I just don't...
You know who I would say would be good, though, for Mass Effect? I mean, I know it doesn't look like John Shepard, but Carl Urban.
I don't know who that is.
He sounds familiar.
He was in Red. He played the guy that was, like, hunting them in Red. He was also in the new Judge Dredd.
No, that's not Carl Urban.
Yes, it is.
He's in Judge Dredd, but the guy that's hunting them in Red, Bones from Star Trek.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Isn't that Carl Urban?
I don't think that's him. I don't know. Let's figure it out. Oh, you're right. There he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be a good one.
I still think Sam Worthington.
Yeah, I mean, he's the top, but like...
Sam Worthington needs to just go ahead and keep with Pandora, all right? Because that's all I give a shit about. He's working on something. Him and Zoe and Mr. Cameron, they're out doing their thing right now.
Well, that's why I wish James Cameron and fucking Peter Jackson would just get together and make a love child that is Mass Effect.
Yeah. You take District 9 styling.
And Avatar.
And Avatar's money. Boom.
Make Mass Effect. It'd be fucking amazing.
People would be saying Star Wars what?
Exactly. Speaking of Star Wars, all right.
For the third time.
So Disney obviously bought out Lucasfilm.
14 point what?
And they've canceled such projects as 1313 Star Wars. Gary, you being the resident Star Wars expert, will Disney be a good or bad influence on the Star Wars franchise?
In general, like the entire scope?
Yes, in the entire scope of it.
I don't know. I reserve judgment. It's kind of like Lucas wasn't doing anything with it, so why not give it to Disney? They've done pretty good with Marvel.
And when he did something with it, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
It's true.
I reserve judgment, man. Like, I think they could do a lot with this, like, buy.
Well, they're definitely willing to be more risky with it than Lucas was.
It's like, well, you know, take your pick. It's either have Lucas still own it and have nothing, or have Disney own it and they're belting shit out. I'd rather see Star Wars movies.
I just don't want to see a Star Wars movie every year. I don't want to see it turn into fucking Marvel. Every 3 to 5 years, I'd be okay with.
But... Well, it's going to happen starting in 2015.
I know.
I'm not an outside observer by any means because I love all the Star Wars, you know, I love the Star Wars universe, play
video
games.
Not equally, but you love all of them.
Yeah, you're very correct in that observation.
These aren't fucking children.
I understand.
And even that's a lie.
I feel that Disney has the capability, obviously the money, to belt out the Star Wars and make probably good quality products. But at the same time, like when you cancel projects such as 1313 that are trying to take a grittier, more mature approach, like I feel like you're getting away from that kind of stuff. Like you're not going to see stuff like that anymore now that it's like in Disney. And I don't want to say like Disney stands for like, campy family movies by any means, but most of it is, you know, and like, yeah, they do pretty good quality movies, but at the same time, like,
the way I see it, they're only fronting the bill. They're, you know,
you really think so? I mean, don't you think
they have like, I mean, they can decide what to do with it, but
well, that's what I mean. Like, I just feel like, yeah, like they're obviously going to pawn it off, or not pawn it off, but actually,
well, let's,
you know,
be really,
pass the baton to another company, but at the same time, like, it's...
Let's be realistic here. Disney's not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize
risky.
The name.
They're not doing
because,
risky things.
Because, one, they didn't buy this just to make fucking movies. They bought this so they could make attractions at their theme parks, so they could sell the paraphernalia. This is
money.
They're not going to do something that they know could make or break them.
Yeah, it's all about money.
It's going to play it safe, obviously. So they're going to stick to the things that people want. People want Boba Fett for whatever fucking reason. I have no idea.
Gary?
Boba Fett is the
you
fucking
this, Gary?
Most overrated character in the history of, like, science fiction. He really is.
Of science fiction! Do you
of all
this?
Science fiction.
Of all science fiction.
Like, every single...
Science fiction has gone on for, like, at least 200
fiction.
Years in this
here's,
in the history
my
of
question.
Our... Here's
my question to that. Kyle, I mean, who are we going to find for match replacement after this week? Because I'm not going to be having that shit.
I got a few lined up.
I'm not going to have that shit.
There's a few guys, I'm sure.
That's fine.
They're good.
Well, it's not your house. You rent this space, so let's be legit. All right,
anyways, we got to wrap up. We're pretty close. We got about a minute and a half.
I'm about to turn into a pumpkin here.
Thanks for listening to us. We got...
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on our Facebook page, spitballsfire.com. You can hit us up, and you can all check out our old episodes, and feel free to criticize us. We love it. We
rate us on iTunes.
We still have yet to have a good write-in. We've had some people give us some reviews on iTunes. We've had some really crazy emails, but we haven't had anything of gold that we'd like to read. So if you feel inspired or you want to hear a topic, hit us up.
And we will do some call-ins, maybe, because I've heard good things about that.
Yes, we will.
So
all right. That's it.
Ride or die.
Happy Memorial Day.